Welcome to our first audio boo of 2011. In this audio boo, I tell you about a conversation I had with Gnawing Norman, who you met in the last audio boo. "I don't understand how you get such satisfaction from working within two sectors, both of which are in decline," he said to me recently. Now, I am used to hearing such negative thoughts from non-lawyers and non-charity folk, but not from somebody within one of those sectors. He's a lawyer, for those of you who haven't met him yet. Sure, there are the occasional head-in-hands discussion with lawyers who feel that today's world of practising law is all too much for them, but generally lawyers are accused by many of not being realistic about today's changing world and of not recognising the challenges. In other words, many commentators think that there is doom and gloom out there, but lawyers haven't woken up to it yet. On the face of it, that's what Gnawing Norman was doing. It was my first drink of the year with him, and we were reviewing where our businesses would take us this year. I reflected. "Actually," I said after we had sipped whilst pondering quietly a little more of the rather good bottle of red we were sharing, "it's not the sectors that are in decline, it's the way the sectors deliver what they're there to achieve that is changing. The only decline if you see the old way as the better way." Gnawing Norman and I each qualified as lawyers quite some time ago now. He, like me, is nearer the 50-year age bracket than the 40 these days. And when we each started, only lawyers could do much of what today can be done by non-qualified professionals, and only lawyers had the answers to much of what is now freely available on the internet. Solicitors could only go into business with each other, now they can be far more flexible about who they are in business with. Indeed, soon enough some practising lawyers will be owned by non-legal professional businesses. Gnawing Norman and I are both very much involved as well in charities and always have been. When we each became trustees years ago, charities did what they did, the good for society stuff, and businesses did what they did, good for shareholders, bad for society, or we don't care about society stuff. Today, with the advent of social entrepreneurs, with changing in giving patterns, microfinance, social impact measurement, joint ventures with non-charitable organisations, etc., you don't need to be a charity to do the good that they once had as a captive market. And as a management consultant, that is very much the message that we are giving today to our law firm clients and our charity clients. The market is opening up, and there is competition for what they do. So either way, both of these sectors are changing rapidly. So what each can achieve is not declining, it's growing. We will see the provision of legal services to clients in a way which enhances both business and social good, and this can open up new markets to lawyers, both in terms of their own operations, but also in terms of how they can enable clients to do the same with their own operations. We're seeing already the provision of services by organisations whose sole aim is to do good for society, i.e. the old-fashioned or hitherto known as charities, being enhanced by working with both not-for-profit and for-profit organisations to share experience, resources, and yes, share markets, so arguably compete in those markets, but also expand those markets together. So as we supped our good wine, he agreed with me, finally, that the sectors that Firm Beliefs works in are not declining, they're changing. For the better, we thought. So, much opportunity out there. Lots to do. Happy New Year, everybody.